Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Today we're going to discuss step number 4. Change will do you good. Honey, this is one of my favorite chapters in the Two Chairs book by Bob Bodine. And in case you don't know, we began discussing this book on January 2nd, and we'll continue until it's finished. We're convinced this book has life-changing potential for everyone who applies his wisdom. Bob says that Zig Ziglar was one of his heroes growing up. We would agree with that, don't we?
Absolutely. He was terrific.
Yes, he was. Zig's teaching and Christian witness had a profound impact on us as well. If you've never read his book, See at the Top, we encourage you to do so.
We highly encourage you to do so.
As Bob said in his book, when Zig spoke to a large group, he always asked two questions.
Hallelujah. The first one was this. Is there one decision you could make today that would make tomorrow worse? This question was always greeted with laughter and a resounding, well, yes, of course. Next, Zig would ask, is there one decision or change you could make today that would make tomorrow better? A lot of times the crowd would say, often grow silent perhaps, and then, you know, with the second question, and Bob figures it was probably because Zig added the word change. When you sit in your two chairs tomorrow morning, ask God maybe some questions like,
God, is there one thing you'd like for me to change today?
What about an attitude change that you'd like me to make, Lord, such as being a more positive person?
Do I need to have a change of heart on how I meet and greet people?
Do I need to change in how I might talk about people, maybe not even forgiving them?
Do I need to change my personal TV or internet habits to have more time with you and my family?
Or maybe you ask God, what would he recommend as the one action step you could take today? Like maybe starting to learn a new skill, being a better friend, mentoring a young kid, or even starting an exercise program.
You know, you might want to add other questions to this list. And truthfully, you might even want to remove one or two, but don't.
But don't do it.
As you're asking these questions in the chairs tomorrow, don't forget to listen to what God is telling you.
Exactly.
What's amazing is that when you set up your two chairs and start a simple dialogue with God like this, he actually speaks back to you.
Hallelujah.
I've always said that change is a door that must be opened from the inside. And truthfully, each of us must recognize the necessity of change.
That's right. In Romans 12, verse 2, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it reveals the need for change in our lives, truthfully, on a daily basis. It says, do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you.
Some questions from that scripture. First, it says, do not be conformed to this world, this age.
Second, or fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs.
Third, be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind.
Fourth, by its new ideals and its new attitude.
Fifth, so that you may prove, you've got to prove it for yourself.
That's it. Sixth, what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God?
And seventh, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in God's sight for you.
In his sight for you.
That's right.
Very, you know, personal right there. You know, I'm sure you'd be surprised that we didn't quote, Romans 12:2, which we love in the New Living Translation, which in part says, "But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." In Romans 12, verse 2, in the Contemporary English Version, it says, "Don't be like the people of this world, but let God change the way you think. Then you will know how to do everything that is good and pleasing to Him."
Your thoughts, new thoughts, will become your motivation to change.
Hallelujah.
Change is a transfusion, if you will, of what God thinks with what you think. Each of us can create a new reality by changing the way we think.
That's right. In Matthew 3, verse 2, it says, "In saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for repent is G3344, and it means to change one's mind.
That's right. The Amplified Bible translation of Matthew 3, verse 2 says, "And saying, repent, think differently, change your mind, regretting your sins and changing your conduct, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
Where a person will spend eternity, heaven or hell, changes when they change their mind. Whether you live in lack or surplus, changes when you change your mind. Whatever circumstances you're dealing with, changes when you change your mind.
That's why and how Ephesians 4, verse 23 in the Living Bible says, "Now your attitudes and thoughts must be constantly changing for the better." It's also important to realize that we can't change by ourselves. Change is a decision, yes, but we're going to need help. Think about these three scriptures. First, Acts 3, verse 19. Acts 3, 19 in the Living Bible says, "Now change your mind and attitude to God and turn to Him so He can cleanse away your sins and send you wonderful times of refreshment from the presence of the Lord." And second, Colossians 1, verse 6. Colossians 1, 6 in the New Living Translation says, "This same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives, just as it changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace." And third, honey, Psalm 37, verse 5 in the New Living Translation says, "Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you."
How do you remove obstacles to the changes you desire in your life? We've read Romans 12, 1 and 2 already, but listen to it now in the Message Bible.
So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit in it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out, readily recognize what He wants from you, and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-informed maturity in you.
How do you avoid obstacles? By allowing God to bring the best out of you, by allowing Him to transform you into a new person, by changing the way you think. We encourage you to read this chapter again and perhaps several times. It's definitely thought-provoking. In this chapter, Bob talks about how making one change that is small and doable can end up producing great results. It's important to talk with God before making a business decision. In fact, there's a great story about this in this particular chapter. And there are many other wonderful points and practical nuggets. Small, doable changes, when made a habit, snowball into bigger change. So how do you begin? Simple. This all starts when you decide to make two chairs a habit in your life every morning. The world will allow problems to consume you, But God.
Hallelujah.
We like that, don't we?
We do.
But God knows that the change would do you good. And he's there each morning to talk with, well, to kind of talk with you through it. If you stick with two chairs meeting that you've been, and the minor adjustments you've made, then you'll begin to experience success and peace, compounded week after week, month after month.
And think of it, year after year.
Absolutely.
Before you know it, and seemingly maybe all of a sudden, you'll realize that you have this amazing testimony of how God has brought you out from where you were to where you are now. But one quick warning before we end today's call. Since God sees the end from the beginning, he knows the enemy of your destiny will not be pleased that you're spending time with the Lord and making some real and positive changes in your life. And as a result, you can expect a kind of an all-out fight to get you back where you were. But don't be too concerned, because God will provide the strength and courage you need just for times such as these.
I want to close with one of the two questions that we posed by, well, that Zig Ziglar posed, and we shared with you at the beginning of the call. Here it is. Is there one decision you can make today to make tomorrow better for you?
Think about that.
Yes, there is. It's creating your own two chairs experience. And that's something that you can be ready for, and something that's going to happen in your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right.
This is such a good teaching. We just pray that it is going deep into you and allowing you, as you listen to these lessons and teachings, to really start to do something that is going to make a profound change in your life, starting with this, making 2019 a real year of difference for you.
Absolutely. You know, I think January 2nd through 7th, the podcasts are posted on the website. You can go listen to them. And the last 2 days will be up, you know,
pretty quick.
Get a hold of this. It's life-changing. You know, we've been so blessed by the testimonies
we're
receiving.
Starting to receive
from
them
many
already.
Of the people listening to this call, people who've read the book.
But if it's slower for you, don't give it up. Because it is something that's new and different for so many people. You just have to get, you know, into it. Anyway,
absolutely.
If this has been a blessing to you, go to haroldherring.com, right?
Absolutely.
And join us again tomorrow morning.
Amen.
And
until that time, just God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.